Itmar, egla gufo, eimosai neseres. When does the egla gufo become osa? So we know that the egla gufo is brought whenever you have a you find a dead body and there's no trail as far as who the ritzeach was. So the halacha is that the ira koiva has to go ahead and bring an egla rufa. The egla rufa is brought down to the valley, to the Nachal Eson, and once you bring it down to this valley, so then it's already to some level it gets a din of an egla rufa, which we'll see what that means. We already learned earlier, I'm sure the Olam remembers on Davov, that egla rufa is also, not only is it also b'hanor, it's even also b'hanor after Nasas Mitzvasei. That was the whole sugya we had on Davov. That normally once you do the mitzvah, so the halacha is it's mutar. And we had egla rufa, b'dei kohuna, trumas hadeshen, either shnei or shloisha k'suv mabon k'echot. And from there we learned out that actually the whole din of Nasas Mitzvasei is mutar. So now our Gemara brings in this shaila, when does an egla rufa become an egla rufa? When does it become an egla rufa halachically? Our Mishnah stated that egla rufa, if you find a ritzeach before, while it's still alive, if you look back at the Mishnah on the Chav Gimel on the base, the Mishnah there says clearly, egla rufa ain't came. The end of the Mishnah. Actually now for... It's comparing it to Baal Shem Tov. Actually, now for Teitzei V'Tirei Be'Eda, until you go ahead and decap the Egla Rufa, so it's Teitzei V'Tirei Be'Eda, it becomes Chum. If you find a Ritzeach, it becomes Chum. Mishenel for Tikova B'Mkrem, Shal Sovit Bo, Kippur Sveik of Ahochol. So the Mishnah seems to say that the egla rufa is enikein. Now, until we get to our Gemara is complicating this whole thing. When we learned our Mishnah, we had a very simple pshat, right? Our Mishnah basically brought down categories. Usually we say that there's such a thing called a toros. It's a toros. So the most of somebody's mafresh, a chatas, or an osham, and they find that they didn't do a chet, the halacha is it becomes chum. That's the halacha. Why? Because it was a mistake. That's what the Mishnah. And really, Oshem Toli was an exception to the rule. According to the Chachamim, Oshem Toli was an exception to the rule. And we went into Barichas the last 2 weeks, why Oshem Toli is different. But Oshem Toli has this new element of Libay Noikfoy or whatever it is. And therefore, Oshem Toli, we don't say Mekach Toyas. Type of concept by Oshem Toli. Simply when you read the Mishnah is saying, but Egla Rufa is not like an Oshem Toli. Meaning, Egla Rufa is being designated for a specific purpose, and if that purpose is not there, if it turns out to be a mistake, so it's Chulin. That's what the Mishnah says. Right? For some reason now, the Gemara goes into a whole mahalach, which is against the whole simple way of learning the Mishnah. The whole premise of the Gemara. That's the whole words of the Mishnah. Egla rufa enikein. Egla rufa enikein means it's not like an Oshem Toli. Right? That's what the Mishnah seems to be saying. Egla rufa is not like an Oshem Toli. Meaning that Egla rufa, if you designated it by mistake, it retracts. The Kedusha retracts. Like an Oshem Vadai. Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara goes into a delicate machloikis as to when exactly an Egla Rufa becomes an Egla Rufa. And the Gemara says like this, Itmar Egla Rufa Mosai Neseres. When does an Egla Rufa, this is not when there's a mistake, Stam. When does an Egla Rufa become an Egla Rufa that you can't say, Stam, I don't want to use it for an Egla Rufa? When does that point change? The guy goes into his corral, he decides to use a behemoth for Egla Rufa, it's not an Egla Rufa. Just like if you went into your corral and you were thinking, you know, maybe I'll use that for a Kol Noila. till you makdish it for a korban oila, it's not an oila. So that's the chayr of this machlokes. When does an egla rufa become an egla rufa? So the Gemara brings a machlokes. Rav Hanuna ma mechayim. Rav Hanuna says it takes on the status of egla rufa while it's still alive. Rav amar lacharife. It's either Rav or Rabba if you look in the gears here. Say that when does it become an egla rufa? After arifa. Says the Gemara like this. Bishlam el Rav. We understand, may idna this avdo b'maisa. We understand why, according to Rav, it doesn't become an egla rufa till you shecht it. Well, actually, here you're decapping it. Because that's when you're doing a maisa. We show this avdo b'maisa. Elul Rav Hanuna, amen. According to Rav Hanuna, who says that mechayim, it becomes an egla rufa, what does he hold? Strange Gemara, right? What do you mean? Whenever you designate it as an egla rufa, what's the problem? What's the Gemara's problem, Bechlan? When? So the Gemara says like this, Omar v'yanai gvul shamati bo v'shachachti. I heard a guideline, and I forgot, v'nas ben chavayu l'meimar, and I heard from the Chachomim, yiridosa l'nachal eson eslosa. When you take it down, to the valley where you're going to ultimately do the procedure, that's when it becomes us. Okay. How do I know this? Itnan says Hashech et Poroschatos. It's a Mishnah Chum. If somebody shechs a Poroschatos to Sharniska or Egla Rufa, any of these, being that they're also Bahanor, so therefore it's a question whether there's a din of Oisei as Benoi. Right? Because it's what we call Shchita she'en aluya. It's a shchita which ultimately won't be matter the behema. So the Gemara brings down that Rav Shimon the shitasei poita. Rav Shimon ordinarily in Shas holds shchita she'en aluya is poto. It's not a shchita. Chachom and mechayvim. Bishloimo l'didi says according to me da michayim that I say the egla rufa is also when it's still alive. Bar pligi Rav Shimon v'rabo. Rav Shimon holds shchita shein aruyi, and therefore it's loy shmo shchita. It's a shchita shein aruyi, so it's not a shchita. So therefore, it's you're not over the isra of oisei ves benoi because a shchita shein aruyi is not a shchita. For Rabbanan amu shchita shein aruyi shmo shchita, and Rabbanan hold that it is. Eli amut lacha harifa. If you hold only after harifa, it's also. So then, l'chayre, it's a shchita ruya. It's not also b'hano. So if you took a egla rufa and instead of doing the process that you were going to do with it, you shechted it, you could eat it. So why shouldn't you be chayiv now for oisei ves benoi? Am I poter Rav Shimon? Shchita ruya. V'chiteim asav Rav Shimon egla rufa b'shchita k'shero. You may say like this. This is the arifa. The shchita is the arifa. Even the arifa is from the back of the neck. And shchita is from the front. But maybe, but the evet, if you do shchita from the front, it's also from the back. It's so if you do shchita from the front, it's equivalent to doing it from the back. And it's like you did the arifa. Says the Gemara. But now we learn kosher b'pora, kosher b'egla rufa, kosher b'pora, kosher b'egla rufa. It says clearly not that pora paradum is b'shchita k'shera b'arifa p'sula. And egla rufa is the opposite. If the egla is b'arifa k'shera and b'shchita is p'sula. Okay. Ishtik, so he said you're right, you have no... we see from there, l'chayra, that it's not, it's that it's also mechayim. L'basa d'nofa k'ma my time away aminu the Rav Shimon Sova egla b'shchita k'shera. Maybe in fact the old egla is b'shchita k'shera. And therefore, maybe he argues, and therefore, if you shecht it, that's equivalent to making it an egla rufa. And maybe actually an egla rufa mechayim is permitted. Says there's nobody holds that way. We haven't found any tana that should say that an egla rufa is kosher b'shchita. The tema of Rav Shimon, that you could go and say, well, Rav Shimon holds that way. There is no such shita in Shas. Okay. This has nothing to do with our sugya. Why is Yerushalmi bringing this in? Because now the Yerushalmi wants to analyze our Mishnah. What? Bavli, I'm sorry. That's now the Gemara wants to say that our Mishnah doesn't fit if you hold it's also Mechai. That's basically what our Gemara is going on. Which seems to be a plea in the flaw. Just the whole premise of the Gemara seems to be a plea. The reason why the Gemara got so absorbed in this Machlekes is because the Gemara is saying, L'chayre, how could our Mishnah say that Egla Ufa, if you find a Retzeach before you go through the process, it's mutter, it's also ready. That's the Gemara's question. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean our Mishnah says not that way? Says the Gemara, Omar Rova Mina Amina Lomelit Nan, I have a right for my Mishnah. Egla Rufeinu came. Actually, Nerfo Tetsi Vitira Beidah. The Amit Mechayim, Amai Tetsi Vitira Beidah. It's for Mechayim. What's the Gemara talking about? What's the Gemara talking about? When does the Chatas become Muslim? Mechayim. When does the Oshem Vaday become Muslim? Mechayim. And yet, if you find out that it was a mistake, it retracts. That's all our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah has nothing to do with this Machlekes. This Machlekes is what is the defining moment that a behemoth takes on the identity of an Egla Rufa. Machlekes between the Amoraim, if it takes on the identity of Egla Rufa while it's alive, or it takes on the identity of Egla Rufa after it's dead. Okay. Now the Gemara says, well, it has to be it takes on the identity while it's alive. It can't take on the identity while it's alive. Because if it takes on the identity while it's alive, then how does it become mutter? And Rabbi Yisrael, I would say Mamish the opposite, which is the other side. I think Mamish is right the other way. Because if the Egla Rufa doesn't even become an Egla Rufa Mechayim, what do you mean Egla Rufa Enikin? It's not an Egla Rufa. It's not an Egla Rufa. If I was going to bring a raya from anything, if I was going to bring a raya from our Mishnah, I would say, why does our Mishnah say Egla Rufa Enikin? It's not like the Oshem Toli and it becomes Chulin. What do you mean it becomes Chulin? It never was Kurdish to begin with. Okay, so for that alone, I would be able to say it's not a raya. Maybe that's good for what the Mishnah said. That since it never became an Egla Rufa, so it's mutter. Maybe it's not a raya. But what's the Gemara saying? So Tosfos actually is bothered by this kash. He tries to dismiss it. Very difficult Tosfos. He's matchik. If you look at that little Tosfos on the side there. The second Tosfos on the daf, Chafei. V'im toim ha-ma b'kach, harei ha-shem v'adai noidat shulun ishchet yeitze v'yire. I mean, it's much more even, l'chayre. It's much more than Tosfos is even asking. It's not just ma b'kach. Fakert! The mashmois of our Mishnah would be the other way around. So Tosfos says that maybe Egla Rufa is like an Oshem Toli. Could be. Okay, so let's continue. So the Gemara says that Iyamet Mechayim Amai Tetzi V'Tiri Be'edu Yitzlo Mechayim. So the Gemara now is Doiche Tini Ad Shulay Miris Larife. When the Mishnah says Ad Shulay Nerfo, it doesn't mean Ad Shulay Nerfo, it means Ad Shulay Miris Larife. It wasn't even yet taken down to the valley where it's going to be decapped. Says the Gemara in the Sefer. Says Mishanel for Tikova Bim Koima. So what do you mean Mishanel for? You don't need Arifa. Once it's taken down, it should be too late for the Mishan to go off. Says the Gemara Tzvi Mishanidus Arifa. The Gemara says that doesn't work. In Kenei Masefer. Shal Sofek Bo Mitchila. It came for a Sophie Kipros Fake of a Hochala.
Mechayim, and if this is happening, Mechayim, Adayim lo kippur sveikosa. The sveik never got a kapora. Tanoi, the Tanya, the Mamachsha Machapa Bifnim, the Mamachsha Machapa Bachutz, Mamachsha Machapa Bifnim, also Mamachsha Kimachapa, Mamachsha Machutz, also Mamachsha Kimachapa. Okay. So the Gemara says, Machloikis Tanoim. Is it similar to Tziporim Metzora or not? Machshu Machapa is by Metzora, Tziporim Metzora. Do we make a comparison from Egla Rufa to Tziporim Metzora? If you learn we do, then just like Tziporim Metzora are also Mechayim, so too is Egla Rufa. And if we don't make the comparison, then Egla Rufa is Mutu Mechayim. And that's the machlokes between Rav Amnuna and Rava, is that Rav Amnuna holds talk, we learn out from Tziporim Metzora. And that's why it's also Mechayim, just like Tziporim Metzora are. And Rava or Rava don't learn from Tziporim Metzora, and therefore it becomes also only after Mesa. That's the Gemara. From the simple reading of our Gemara, as mysterious as it is, what's going on in the logic of the Gemara seems to be saying that our Mishnah only works if you hold that Egla Rufa is Mutar Mechayim. That's clear. That's the whole Mahalach of our Gemara. If you hold that Egla Rufa is Asur Mechayim, then that issue would never go away. That issue would stay. That's clear. Okay, so now, and as I said, the whole thing is a plea, and which is really essentially what Tosis is bothered with, which is that fakelt, our Mishnah is no raya at all, and if it may be perhaps a raya fakelt, but it's definitely not a raya that way. Now we look at the sugya in Sanhedrin. Over there in Sanhedrin, the Gemara goes into a shaila of hazmoneh. Now, hazmona basically means pshutei kamashmoy. Hazmona basically means you prepare something. So the question is, if you designate something for a purpose, which that purpose would make it also bahanoy, does the designation make it also bahanoy? The fact that you designated it as such. So the Gemara is dealing here with tachrichim. Anything that's for the cover of the mace is also bahanoah. So tachrichim of a mace is also bahanoah. And the shaila is, if you designate something for tachrichim, does it become also bahanoah? So it's machlekes. Itmar o'erik beged l'mace, abay omar osur, avom amuter. Okay, abay omar osur, hazmona milsehi. Avom amuter, hazmona lav milsehi. Okay. Now the Gemara says, my time with Abaye. My time with Abaye, Gomar Shom, Egla Rufa. He wants some Egla Rufa. My Egla Rufa Basmona Mitzvah, Hanami Basmona Mitzvah. Yehove, Gomar Shem. Me'avod is kechavu, ma'avod is kechavu ba'azman aloi mitzvah, afochanami ba'azman aloi mitzvah. Okay. Now, Rava, l'choyer, there's two questions on Rava. Two questions on the way the Gemara learns Rava. The whole thing we have to know, what are we learning from Egla Rufa? The chlaf. From our Gemara, if again, without this Gemara in Sanhedrin, if you would have asked me about our Gemara, it has nothing to do with Hazmona. It has nothing to do with Hazmona. Our Gemara is a Shaila. When does the animal become an Egla Rufa? When does it become an Egla Rufa? I mean, would you ever have a mean of saying, let's bring a Raya from a Korban Shlomim, Hazmona Milsi? Because you see, when you say I raise a shlomim, it's you can't have enough from it. That's not hazmona. That's not hazmona. That it's a shlomim. And the halach of the shlomim is that's also bana. Could you be mezalzel in a sefer? Could you be mezalzel in a sefer Torah? That's halachas of kedusha on a sefer Torah, right? Let's bring a raya, hazman and milsi. From the fact that you see that when you have a designated sefer Torah, you can't be noyel bizayin with the sefer Torah. What would you say to that? You'd say Narish Kites. What do you mean with that's not a sefer Torah? It's a sefer Torah. The halach of a sefer Torah is that it has kedusha. You're not allowed to do certain things with it. What's that to do? Over here, the Gemara is dealing with an unquestionable pre-status. That's the machloikas Abaye and Rav. Machloikas Abaye and Rav is when you have something which is clearly not yet the beged of the mace. You know why? Because you didn't use it for that yet. So it's not. But you're designating it for that purpose. And ultimately that purpose is going to make it also Bahanoah. Do we say that the designation makes it also Bahanoah? Once you put the Tachrichim on the dead body, there is no Machloikas Abayev Rov. Whether it's also Bahanoah. You know why? Because then it's Tachrichim of a mace. And it's also Bahanoah because it's Tachrichim. End of story. The Shaila is, does designating something for a purpose which is going to be usher, does that already make it usher? After designation. What does that have to do with the machlekes? What does that have to do with egla rufa? Egla rufa is a shaila. When does the animal become an egla rufa? Egla rufa we know is also bano, wherever we know it from. If egla rufa will be mutabano, it will be mutabano even after it becomes an egla rufa. The machlekes is, when does it become an egla rufa? Does it become an egla rufa when you take it down to the nachal eson? Or does it first become an egla rufa when you do the act? Okay? What's have to do with Asmat?
Doesn't the word of
the
No. So, what if the Gemara uses a different language? When does it become an egla rufa? Why does it use the lashon of when does the egla rufa become?
It's one and the same. What is an egla rufa? What is an egla rufa? It's not a kol. So it's it ha. Well, that's the question here. That's the question. Does it or doesn't have kedusha? But I mean, if it has kedusha, l'chayr, the question is, when is that kedusha chal on the egla rufa? Is it chal when you take it down, or is it first chal when you cut the head off? What does that have to do with Azmona Milsa? If you learn it's egla rufa from the beginning, then it's not a pella. It should be also right away, even before you take it down. So, number one, like I said, it's very difficult to understand why the Gemara sees these two as one halach, or it's two separate halachas. But even if we could somehow understand that that's the machloikas, in our sugya, in other words, let's look at it this way. Everybody agrees it's not an egla rufa till you cut the head off. Let's look at it that way. And the opinion that says that it's also mechayim, it's because hazmona. Let's learn that way. Okay? Let's learn that way. That's the opposite way of what you're saying. Meaning, it's definitely not an egla rufa till it gets decapped. That's when it becomes an egla rufa. The machloikis between Rav Hamnuna and Ravu or Ravu is hazmona milsa, hazmona lav milsa. Right? That would be the only way to make the Gemara and Sanhedrin work. The Gemara and Sanhedrin is basically saying, here you see hazmona because an egla rufa, it's not until you do the arifa. So what's the shaila? Why it would be mutter or osir mechayim? That's telling you machlokes. If you're lazmona milsa, it's osir mechayim. If you're lazmona lav milsa, so it's not osir mechayim. Now, if that would be what the Gemara said, then lechayra, what's the Gemara's kasha nevrov?
The Gemara says, and Rava, what about you? Rava should say, what do you mean? It's precisely from here where I learn that Hazmona Lav Milsi Eglar Rufa. This is where I learned it from. This is where I learned it from. Oh! Tosfos asked the kasha differently. The way Tosfos asked the kasha, this is the kasha of the Achronim on Tosfos. So if you look at Tosfos, Tema, Ki Goma Nami Me'eglar Rufa, who cares? Even if he would have, this is the way Tosfos asked the kasha, Mamish like this. Tosfos says, Abaye is learning from Eglar Rufa Hazmona Milsi. So Tosfos is saying, and the Gemara says, and what about Rava? So Tosfos says, well, even if Rava would learn from Eglar Rufa, it wouldn't be a kasha. Home Rabbi Yechanan beperikoy seves benoy ari foso isroso. For Rava posak Rabbi Yechanan. Tosfos in no place does he say, well, let's learn from Eglar Rufa that Hazmona Lav Milsi. Which is really what he should be asking, right? Tosfos says, why is the Gemara asking on Rava, what does he do with Abaye's proof? Abaye learns from Eglar Rufa that Hazmona Milsi. Right? So Tosfos says, and Rava himself, the Gemara says, and what about Rava? The Gemara says, well, Rava, instead of learning from Eglar Rufa, he goes and shops to Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? Even if he would learn from Eglar Rufa, it wouldn't be a kasha on him. What do you mean it wouldn't be a kasha on him? Eglar Rufa should be a source. Eglar Rufa should be a source that it's, that Hazmona is Lav Milsi. Right? That's the kasha. Eglar Rufa should be a source that Hazmona Lav Milsi. Tosfos doesn't ask it that way. If you notice another thing, but that's not such a kasha. Tosfos roundabout gets around Rava by saying Rava passes like a virgin. What do you mean? Rava's an Asugin. So it's clear to me that Tosfos' Girsin on Gemara is Rav and not Rava. Because if Tosfos had a Girsin on Gemara Rava, he wouldn't have to go to Chulin and say Rav Yerchanan holds that the Eglar Rufa is Mutar Mechayim and Rava normally paskins like that. What's he going like that for? Let him just say Rava. So that's not a kasha on Tosfos. There's two Girsin on Gemara. Tosfos obviously had the Girsa Rabba, not Rava. So that's why Tosfos went that way. But the problem is this now. The question is more complicated even than that. It's even more complicated than that. Because ultimately, if you look at the Gemara says, V'rava my time aloy gom me'eglar rufin. Amalacha, which again is not answered. Adarab, he can learn from Eglar Rufa. What do you mean my time aloy gom me'eglar rufin? He taka holds that Eglar Rufa is mutter mechayim. He holds his mutter mechayim. So he says like this. Mishamshin mi mishamshin gamrina lafuki Eglar Rufa dihi gufa kedusha. L'chora, so Gemara says he can learn from Eglar Rufa because Eglar Rufa is kedusha. He gufa kedusha. That's the Gemara. Meaning, what the Gemara seems to be saying is that by gufa kedusha, Rava agrees Hazmona Milsi, which is the way we pass it. Meaning, if something has inherent kedusha, like tachrichim don't have kedusha. Tachrichim don't have kedusha. Tachrichim is just it's also banor for mace. A mace is also banor, because of kedusha. So the Gemara seems to be saying lemaisa that the reason why Rava does not learn from Eglar Rufa that has Mona Milsa is because Eglar Rufa is gufa kedusha. Has kedusha, you can't learn from there. What do you mean? So the Gemara seems to be saying that when there's gufa kedusha, then he agrees Hazmona Milsi. Right? Is that what the Gemara said? So why? Now we stand on the steer on rubber.
So why does Rav Taka paskin that by Egel Aruf it's Mutter Bechayim? You follow what I'm saying? Abaya says, I old Asmona Milsa, I learned from Egel Aruf. The Gemara then says, well, Rav, why don't you learn from Egel Aruf? What about you? So the Gemara says, I learned from Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, and what about Egel Aruf? The Gemara says, Egel Aruf is not Shrek, because Egel Aruf is Gufa Kedusha. So we started off with a question that what do you mean? What's the whole Gemara's kasha? Egel Aruf, Rabbah holds its Mutter Mechayim. Either Beferish and Krisis, so even if you don't have the Girsa Krisis, you have Toysis, you pass it like a Biechen, or Biechen holds its Mutter Mechayim. Right? So then the Gemara says that it's not Shver, because Egel Aruf has Kedusha. So just the opposite. So bring a Raya from Egel Aruf, that even by Gufa Kedusha, Azman Allah no say. Because Rava Paskins that Egel Aruf is Mutter Mechayim. Rava Paskins that Egel Aruf is Mutter Mechayim. So that means that by Egel Aruf we don't say Azman Amilse, which was ultimately Tosfos Kasha. That was Tosfos Kasha. So the Kivega over here, Kivega in Sanhedrin, Hitaka says this, he points out this problem. Kivega says like this. Then came, Yaviyama Rova the Alfilum Egla Hufa Yabimashma da Filu Beguf Kedusha Azmona Lav Mulsihi. So he says like this. Hitaka doesn't learn from Egla Hufa. He learned, Rabbi Kivega, the way he learns is like this. He's not answering this question that I'm asking you now, but he just says that the Gemara in Sanhedrin is saying that Rava learns from Avodah Zarah. And why doesn't he learn from Egel Arufa? Because if he would learn from Egel Arufa, this is a Kivega stretch, then from there would be a source that even by Gufa Kedusha, there's no Azman. You follow? He still doesn't say why not. He doesn't say why not. He just says that Rava doesn't learn from Egel Aruf. And the reason why he doesn't learn, the way Reb Kivega is learning the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it reads as follows. When the Gemara says, for Rava, what about Rava? The Gemara is not asking, and Rava, according to you, what do you do with the proof from Egel Aruf that Hazmona is Nufa? It's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying the opposite. And Rava, you, why don't you learn from Egel Aruf? That has more liveness. That's in fact the Gemara's cash. The Gemara says he couldn't learn from Egel Aruf. Because if he would use Egel Aruf as his source, then there'd be a liar from there that even by Gufa Kedusha, there's no Azmana. You follow? And in fact, Rava holds by Gufa Kedusha the Azmana. So Kivega Mamish makes a whole new Gemara. It's Mamish like a rewritten Gemara here. Reb Kivega reads the Gemara like this: Hazmana. Machlek is Abaye for Rava. Abaye says Hazmana Milsa. Rava says Hazmana is not Milsa. Rava holds that the designation is not answering it. The Gemara says, where does Abaye learn it from? Egel Aruf. Obviously, his respective sheet is Egel Aruf is also Mechayim. Then the Gemara, and Rava learns from Avodah Zarah that Hazmana is not designation, is not making us. Says the Gemara, and Rava, so Kudir Kivega's reading is like this, and Rava, why don't you learn from Egel Aruf that Hazmana Lav Milsa? The Gemara doesn't mean to say, and Rava, what do you, like standard in Shas, this type of Shakavataya would be, and Rava, what do you do with Abaya's proof? According to Kivega, that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, and Rava, why don't you learn from Egel Aruf for your Shita? To which Rava responds, I can't learn from Egel Aruf, because Egel Aruf is Gufa Kedusha. And actually, by Gufa Kedusha, I hold Hazmana is ism. Designation does make it asr. It's a whole new Gemara. That's Rav Akiva.
That was more means about buying my time of Lugama. Is that parallel to that? More so about buying my time of Lugama. That was supposed to. Is that parallel to buying one of you in your way from a way to
no, that's no, the no, no. That's the normal one. Yeah.
That's not parallel.
Yeah. But this Rav Akiva is it's a tremendous chiddush to read the Gemara that way. Tremendous chiddush, but that's the way he understands the Gemara. And even if we accept this, again, this way of learning, again, so his word, the way he reads the Gemara is like this, Vim Cain, E havi yomar rova di afina meagla rufa hoya b'mashma da afinu b'guf kedusha hasman alav nosa. Then it would be even by guf kedusha. U'be'emez ze'enoi. Be'emez, that's not that loche. The le'inyan guf kedusha yafina l'chumra me'avad z'ra'atzma milsi. Anyway, the thing is, Rav Akiva Eiger doesn't address in the tshuva about why, in fact, don't we learn from Eglah Ruf? The Gemara is very, very indirect because the Gemara is saying, Rava doesn't learn from Eglah Ruf because he'll end up in the wrong place. Okay, so what do you do with that? In other words, we don't learn our general policy about Hazmona from Eglah Rufa, because if we would, we will end up being even more left, even more liberal than we want to be. Right? Our sheet is Hazmona. Abai is conservative. He goes Hazmona Milsi always. Rava says Hazmona Milsa, but that's only by Mishamshim. By Guf Kedusha, something which inherently has Kedusha, Hazmona Milsi. That's Rava Shita. Come, according to Rav Kivega, comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, and you Rava, why don't you learn your Shita from Eglah Rufa? Just like Abaye uses Eglah Rufa as a source. Hazmona Milsa, why don't you use Eglah Rufa as a source that Hazmona Lav Milsa? Says Rava, I can't do that, because then I'm going to end up against myself. Because I hold the Hazmona Milsa by Gufa Kedusha. Okay. You still have to explain your Shita. Your Shita still has to fit with Eglah Rufa. It's part of Tayag Mitzvahs. How does your Shita fit with Eglah Rufa? You hold that Eglah Rufa is Mutar Mechayim. So the Ran, I think, addresses this. The Ran over here in Sanhedrin. Let me just get the Ran for you. Here, the Ran brings down from other Rishon, the Baal HaMoya and others. The Ran says like this. That B'dovah Shegufa Kedusha, he says the Ran, something which has Kedusha like Tefillin, right? He says, even that, tzorich ibud lishma, you need to do ibud lishma. He says l'rova, meaning the way the Ran is explaining it, there are two issues. One issue is hazmona milsa, hazmona lav milsa. According to Rava, hazmona milsa is only by gufa kedusha, right? And he says the Ran. Therefore, according to Rava, you also need to do a Maisa Gomer to make it have Kedusha. Whereas according to Abaye, who holds Hazmona Milsa, you don't have to do a Maisa. So, he seems to be saying that there's two things. Number one, in order to hold, if you hold like Abaye, Hazmona is much more broad. Because it applies to everything. Anything which ultimately will be also bahana, if you designate it for such a purpose, it becomes also bahana. That's one. Another difference between Rav and Abaye is even in the places where they'll both agree that Hazmona Milsa, even in a place where they'll both agree, Rav will still require a Maisa
what he calls a maisa goma. You have to do something to make that happen. And according to Abaye, you don't need a maisa goma. And Memela, by Egla Rufa, just taking it down to the Nachalais, and that's not a maisa. By the tefillin, you have to go and make, you have to work the parchment, lishma, you have to do something to the guf. You have to actually do something to the actual thing to make that kedusha, to make that iser come to be. And that's why he says that according to Rava, tefillin need to be worked lishma. You have to develop the skin lishma. And according to Abaye, you don't, because according to Abaye, just the fact that you take the skin and say it should be skin for tefillin, that's it. But according to, you know, it's, even in the cases where Rava agrees, you slit a mice. Now, the mice designation, as Zev is saying, is not yet the completed process. That's why you still have to come to Hazmona. In other words, once you complete the tefillin, then they're also because they're tefillin. But when you just work on the parchment, it's not tefillin yet. That's why it's only also Hazmona. But the Hazmona has to be in the goof. The Hazmona has to be something that you're doing to the goof. Now, according to the Baal Nisran and the Baal Amoyer, so our question as to why Rava doesn't use Egla Rufa as a raya the other way around is because Egla Rufa, there's no Maisa to the goof of the Egla. You're taking it for a walk, but you're not doing anything to it. And therefore, according to Rava, that's not enough. That's not enough to make us money either. According to Rav, what? If I can, it's good. Egla Rufa is the mutter mechaim. It's good. Everything is great. Now, according to Baal Amoyer, everything is great. It also answers this question: why, according to Rav, you have to make tefillin lishma? You have to make the parchment lishma. Because according to him, the designation alone, with an active designation, is not sufficient. And therefore, you must make the parchment l'shem mitzvah tefillin. And according to Abaye, the designation is enough. You just designate it for tefillin. Done. It's finished. That's how he wants to learn. It's still very blurry, but at least there's some ma'alach here. According to this, according to the Ran, there's some ma'alach. The Baal Amoyer. The Ram Lav Dafka agrees with this, as we see. That's why you can't learn from Eglav. There's nothing to learn from Eglav Rufa, because Eglav Rufa, you don't really have a proper Hazmona to begin with. According to Rava, proper Hazmona would be, you know, to actually do a Maisa, which you don't really have, and to learn from Egla Rufa that Hazmona Lav Milsa, that's not good either, because we want to learn our sources from somewhere else, because actually by Gufa Kedusha, we hold Hazmona Milsa, and here it's a different reason why the Hazmona is not Milsa. So Egla Rufa doesn't really, it doesn't hit the radar screen according to Rava. You follow? It's not interesting enough to hit the screen. Because it's Gufa Kedusha, so it's not really applicable to Hazmona Lav Milsa. There's no Maisa in the Guf, so it doesn't really hit the screen for Gufa Kedusha. So we're like, what do you want to learn from there? You want to learn Hazmona Lav Milsa from there? That doesn't really work for us because it's a davar shebegufa kedusha. So it's out. That's it. Now, just one last complication. The Rambam ignores Asuya completely. Completely. The Ram, Vais de Chois, holds like our first question. First question we asked was, what's the Gemara's whole question? That was the first question that we asked. What's the Gemara's question? Right, that's how we started this whole thing. What's the Gemara's question? Egla Rufa could have Kedusha Mechayim. It could become an Egla Arufa as soon as you take it down. But now that you find out that there's a Ritzayah, the Rambam must hold that way, because that's how Takah the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins that Egla Arufa is also Mechayim in Perek Vov in Uchus Ritzayah, and he paskins like our Mishnah, that if you find a Ritzayah before you knock the head off, no problem, Mutter. So actually, to me, the Rambam is very galat. It makes a lot of sense. But the Rashba in his Tshuvas, he's mafli on the Rambam. Where the Rambam gets such a thing to say such a thing? He's mamish being says of the he's being says of the sugya. So the Rambam is in Perek Vov Hilchos Ritzeach, and also in Perek Yud in Hilchos Ritzeach. The Rambam says that Yiridos El Nachaleisim Eisrosa, and then he says over here in Perek Yud Halacha Ches Nimtza Ahoyre Gatshalo Teore for Egla, if you find the murderer. That's it. So the Rashba comes, and the Rashba says the Rambam is mezakeh shtorel of etrei. The Rambam is it doesn't work, and he then says, and I totally don't understand how this is below the radar screen to the Raivit. This is the Raivit should jump in. The Raivit should be flying over here. Omar Avrom, Shtus Godol Mize. So the Rashba asks on the Raivit, he says, the Torah needs to find the Raivit, effect this Kinkash on the Rambam. I don't know what's going on here. He's a Pell on the Rambam and a Pell on the Raivit for not having a Pell on the Rambam. So the Rashba blibes Shver on the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah by us tries to answer the Rambam, and he says exactly what we said. He says the Sefer Rabbeinu. He says our Rambam holds the Tate Sefer Dirabei the Lav Kusha Tzarkasha. The Ikal Meima Shani Eglod Adaita Sheyimtza Hoyre Gloyak Teshua. Finished. The Gloy Nusalam Afreya, the Hektish Bekosu. Says the Kesef Mishnah, exactly like I told you. That the Rambam wasn't bothered with this question. So it's very nice. It's a Gevaldige Zach, but it's against our Gemara. It's a Gevaldige Pshat, but it's against the Gemara. Yes, it's true. That's what we were struggling with from the beginning. What's our Gemara's problem? What's the kasha of our Gemara? And so basically the Kesef Mishnah is saying that the Rambam had our kasha, and the Meila the Rambam said in the Chananiya. So the Kesef Mishnah then says, what do we do with our Gemara? So he says, the Afa Pisha Tosis Til Suze, says Tosis tried to answer this question, which is what we spoke about. He says, well, Maisi, he says, this is, Tosis is a big doichik, which Tosis himself is Malkish, Pachush, and Zavon. He says, therefore, it's only the free sack of Daitich, the Gemara. Abel the Maskon of the Gemara is Netazer. He says, according to the Maskon of the Gemara, that's not the case. Maskon of the Gemara is not the case. That's what he says. So, very shverkas of Mishnah. We don't see anywhere in the Gemara that the Gemara changed. If anything, the Gemara ended off Tanoi. The Gemara by us wasn't just a Hava meaning. The Gemara concluded it's a Machlekes. Meaning our Tana holds Egla Ruf is Mutter Mechayim. And otherwise you hold it also Mechayim, but you hold it so it's the Halach is not like our mission. Very difficult. So there is a black and white Yerushalmi in Saita, Perek Tes, the end of Perek Tes in Masechta Saita. That's clear the Rambam. Not only is the Yerushalmi clear the Rambam, but the Yerushalmi learns the way we learned from day one, which is the Yerushalmi says, our Mishnah is a Raya, that it's also Mechayim. The Yerushalmi, let's get the Yerushalmi. Something get a Noshim, a Seita. Yerushalmi Noshim. Shkech, thank you so much. So this is in Perek Agla Ufa at the end. Listen to Aloshin Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Mami says clearly, Omer Rav Yanai, that's our Rav Yanai from our sugya. Gvul Shamati, that it's Nesa Mechayim. Right? Achi Bechayim Hi Kedusha. While it's alive, the Agla Ufa is us. You know what the Yerushalmi then says? Our Mishnah Zagaya. Says the Mishnah, says the Yerushalmi, Omrav Misnayim brings a raya from our Mishnah. Mastitan Omrokin. You have a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah states, Tetzei V'tira Be'eda. That the animal should go and Tetzei V'tira Be'eda. Says the Yishami, what's Tetzei V'tira Be'eda? Tetzei means it goes out of its Kedusha. Means till now it's Kadosh. And now that you found the murderer, it's Chum. And that's what the Adonai Kalim explained to Yerushalmi. Shma mino, shahoy so kedusha kva. It was kedusha. Vafilok itir beida v'teitzin l'chum. Da'adai doch hashim tzorek lo yak tesho. Exactly like we were learning. So this is all beautiful. Everything's gevaldik. The problem is that our Gemara says not like this. Chamaisa, our Gemara says not like this. So it's a very nice pshat. But Al Gemara says not like this. Okay, so Belinetta, next week, we're going to go weiter, but we'll start the share first for 15 minutes to finish this sugya.